Not too bad. Low 90s today. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight, low 66. Tomorrow, a little warmer. 93 tomorrow. 95 Thursday. 96 Friday. Perhaps 97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday. And mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says much of that increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pros know getting it done right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with savings during our Memorial Day sale. Like $60 off a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless drill, now just $99. And get $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy interior and exterior paint and stain. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 529. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, hello, it's me, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Are you looking for maintenance-free living? Check out this can't-miss condo at the Orchards here in Montgomery. 7935 Plum Orchard Way is ready for anyone who wants to enjoy totally maintenance-free living while being conveniently located to the interstates and East Chase. A small neighborhood, less yard work, and more privacy. With access to the pool, the fitness center, and the clubhouse. Call me, Eddie Bader, today at 322-0662 or my partner Diana Henderson at 318-1800 to see this can't-miss condo today.
Montgomery area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
A tornado outbreak across northeastern Texas and central parts of Oklahoma.
President Trump joining a chorus of Republicans distancing themselves from new state laws banning abortions.
An Alabama National Guard soldier was charged with murdering a police officer. Grady Wilkes was wearing camouflage, body armor, and a helmet when he opened fire on officers responding to a domestic disturbance.
President Trump is directing his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, to defy a congressional subpoena to testify.
Federal federal judge in Washington ruled the president and his accountants must comply with a House subpoena to turn over financial records.
President Trump tweeting, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. The Iranian foreign minister tweeting back that genocidal taunts won't end Iran.
James Holzhauer, yeah. He just keeps winning on Jeopardy.
A new total. For 23 days of $1,780,237.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom. Because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said, there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. What you just said makes absolute sense to me.
Yes.
Veterans versus Memorial Day. So I got to work on Memorial Day. I need to create a show for that. Okay. I can do it. I'm up for the job. I've been in radio before. Let's see. Let's get temperature and all that kind of stuff. It's warm out there, I can tell you that. When I went to Baptist, I had to park in the lower 40 parking lot and walk. And I was a little late, so I was briskly walking. It's hot out there, my friend.
It is. It is very hot midday. I've noticed that this past weekend. I noticed it today. Woo.
Sidewalk is up 160 points. Temperature outside is 88 degrees. 88 degrees.
That's only 88. Wow.
My tootsies in the swimming pool this yesterday afternoon. And yes, there was a corona involved.
I wonder what the humidity level is then, because it's muggy out there.
Yeah, it really is. And it's the sunlight coming through the humidity in the atmosphere, you can feel it. I mean, when you can feel the heat on your arm, you know you got it there. 272-9228-47, call us next to that. Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? The $60 worth of things that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you have not been to Sweet Creek Farm Market, you need to go. If you haven't been in a while, you need to go this weekend. I went down there yesterday. They have these big watermelons. $8. See this watermelon? $8. Big. I've seen them in other stores much smaller than that for almost $9. $8, Alabama grown, super juicy. They've got strawberries, $12 for a bucket. I'd get a bucket and cut them up and put a little sugar on them and put some ice cream underneath them if you let them sit for a while and have that during the weekend. A couple days worth of that. They got peaches in. Not a lot of them, but they have some peaches in. And they've got cakes and things like that for you. They've got the peppers, the red peppers, yellow peppers, the bell pepper. Bell peppers are only $1. That's a bargain. And they're all locally grown, and they look great. They've got ferns, if you want to do the fern stuff. And, of course, you can go in and get famous Cuban sandwich from the cafe part of things. Excuse me, we have got a lot going on here. Joey, it feels different. I'm telling you, things are happening out there. They're happening. And you can kind of feel it. It's certainly from the conversation from last night. But we didn't get to Doug Collins yesterday. This is new Doug Collins clips. And this is Doug Collins talking about the release of transcripts. Let's listen in.
Newly released transcripts now reveal former FBI lawyer Lisa Page told Congress that fired FBI agent Peter Strzok went into the special counsel's investigation thinking it could end with President Trump's impeachment while potentially boosting his own career. Page also said the Department of Justice under President Obama pushed back against possible charges of gross negligence against Hillary Clinton in 2016, calling them constitutionally vague. President Trump is following all of this. He tweeted this morning. The just revealed FBI agent Lisa Page transcripts make the Obama Justice Department look exactly like what it was. A broken and corrupt machine. Hopefully justice will finally be served. Much more to come. Joining me now, Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee. Does this mean, in some ways, is it possible that the president has been treated differently? What does this tell us?
I think he has been treated differently. This is not an up for debate argument. This is what we've been saying for over 2 years while we had Democrats making fun of us, Democrats thinking it was nothing going on. The transcript releases show an inherent two-tier system, one in which Hillary Clinton gets the treatment that she got, where they was actually at first concerned that they were going to charge her, and then with Loretta Lynch in charge, before she recused herself, made it very clear that that was not going to happen. And then we see it transitioning right into the same corrupt triumvirate of Page and McKay, been struck and others who then go into the discussion with President Trump through the Russia investigation. That's what we see right now.
Okay. In the meanwhile, we're going to go back to Doug Collins. I want you to play the Catherine Herridge. Robert Mueller is not expected to testify on Capitol Hill until at least June.
Democrats say negotiations continue for Robert Mueller's testimony, and in this case, there is bipartisan agreement with the Democratic House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler and the ranking Republican Doug Collins seeking Mueller's appearance. While Nadler is focused on obstruction allegations against the president and Mueller's apparent disagreement with Attorney General William Barr over the report's handling, Collins wants more clarity on when Mueller knew the Russia collusion allegations were thin. Based on our reporting here at Fox, former FBI lawyer Lisa Page and FBI Director James Comey told House investigators in private interviews that coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia was still unproven by May 2017, when Special Counsel Mueller was appointed. And the surveillance warrant for Trump campaign aide was not renewed in September 2017, and that is seen as another indicator the collusion allegations were washing out.
When did he actually come to the conclusion that there was no obstruction? When did he actually decide that there were issues that we didn't look into the dossier more?
Okay, so here's the problem. You just got out of the first clip of Doug Collins talking about that there was some shenanigans going on with Strzok through these texts that we were talking about yesterday in the report. I still believe that I think Mueller may not even testify. And here's why. I think he's going to be really embarrassed with all the stuff that's about to come out. And I think it's about to come out fairly soon. You can just kind of feel it. But also, I think it's another one of these rush for the doors. Well, if they can get it out before Mueller testifies, then Mueller's not going to want to testify, because when did he know? That's going to be one of them. Who told him that the Mesved was a Russian asset? My thinking is that it was Peter Strzok.
Right.
And you knew about the Peter Strzok text messages because you fired him and fired Lisa Page. But now this new stuff is kind of coming out. And this is not good. Let me go to a break. Coming back with more Doug Collins and this new release right after this.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I see my neurologist and good friend Joe Lusky today. What a great guy. Okay, let's continue on with Doug Hollins here. Pick up the second part of this on the newly released transcripts.
Not to make this salacious, just to spit the facts, and not to lose sight of the fact of why we would believe something that Page would say about Strzok. They were lovers. They were close. And they were communicating on work devices. That's how we got to see their text messages. Why is it that we're now just seeing these transcripts? What's going on with the DOJ in terms of not releasing these things more contemporaneously?
Well, this is not up to the DOJ to release these. This is up to the folks in Congress. This was an investigation, if you remember, Harris, that was going on in the previous Congress with both the Judiciary Committee and the Oversight Committee as well. At the end of the Congress, it ran out, and with the Democrats taking over in the House, they've chose to let this lie. I've not chose to let it lie. I believe that that accountability is needed here. I believe that what was happening was a result of an intentional effort by the DOJ to involve itself in a political process and not be the blind eye of justice that we see. That's why I'm releasing these. That's why I'll continue to release these. I would encourage people to follow us on Twitter or however and get ready because more are coming.
Collins is the guy, and let me tell you, they've already started this. Why are you investigating the investigators? You obviously are trying to do a redo. That's one of the phrases they do. You don't like the outcome. That's another phrase they used last night on this whole thing. And the fact that they're reacting this way tells me that they are panicked. They're really worried that this is going to blow them out of the water. And if you've got these transcripts, and these are former staff people of Mueller, and they start connecting things together, they're going to ask Mueller, so who told you about Misfit? Who told you this? Who told you that? And if it turns out to be one of these biased people, he's got a problem with that. So let's continue on here. Loretta Lynch and the same old bunch.
What is it that you hope to show in terms of where the conversation is now about that two-tier system that you're talking about, which really is political, and people would normally think that the FBI, the DOJ, there are no politics there.
Well, it shouldn't be politics there. No Democrat, Republican, or Independent should disagree with me on this point. DOJ and the FBI should be the blind eyes of justice, making sure that the laws are followed and the rule of law upheld. What I'm wanting to show here is what we have been saying for a long time that people wanted to ignore and people dismiss. That right now, frankly, Loretta Lynch has a lot of explaining to do. Why is she taking the law in itself and changing the standard to say, well, it really wasn't gross, maybe it was because of her relationship with Ms. Clinton, maybe it was later on when she
actually got caught with a former president on the plane, and then she had to recuse herself. It had started way before then, so don't give her a, we don't need to give her a pass because of that. This is why we're just trying to say that the same group, not the entire FBI, not the entire DOJ, but the same group you will find starting in 2016, going through the appointment of the Mueller investigation, it was the same corrupt bunch going to the same thing, and you have Mr. Strzok, who was thinking this was his ticket to maybe FBI director. I don't know what, but we see this is a problem.
And now we have Loretta Lynch and James Comey disagreeing with each other on her saying that call it a matter. I want to get into that a little bit later on. This thing is just, it's got all sorts of twists and turns to it. Okay, and he's going to be asked, what does justice look like in this particular case?
So what does justice look like in all of this is my first question. And the second part of that would be, have most or all of the people that you know were involved in all of this potentially gone now? Or does some of this still exist, do you think, at the FBI?
Most of these folks are gone. If we see in these, the three that I just mentioned, two were fired for cause and one left after being demoted. Bruce Orr is still employed by the department. What I've seen here, though, and I go back to Attorney General Bill Barr, who I have a lot of respect for, and who said in his hearings that he was willing to look into this when Senator Graham asked him, are you willing to look into this? Because what we find later on in July of 2016, that year, was the opening of a FISA warrant on Carter Page. This is an interesting development because it was the same folks using dossier materials and others. We have to assure that our investigative groups and our security and our intelligence communities are not being used in political partisan ways. This is why we got the FISA courts from the 70s and why they should be here today. This is an open and transparent process to say, Mr. Attorney General, we're giving you this information. Let's make sure this never happens again. And those that did should be held accountable.
Okay, so let's now move over to Sean Hannity talking about this kind of same issue with Greg Jarrett and Congressman Getz. Let's listen in.
This phony witch hunt that we all went through together is a disgrace. Now they're all blaming each other, do you see? They're all turning on each other. Isn't that pretty to watch? It's his fault. No, it's his fault. Nah, we caught them. They were spying. They were spying on our campaign. I'll tell you what, if that ever happened to the other side, this thing would have been over 2 years ago. And you know, it would have been treason. They would have called it treason. And that's what it is. It was treason. And it should never be allowed to happen to another president again. Ever, ever, ever.
Joining us now, Greg Jarrett and Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. All right, Matt, I want to go to you first. Simple question. It's not that hard. What exactly do you know is happening and coming out? Meadows, Trey Gowdy, what do we have?
I believe we are days, if not weeks, away from the most compelling evidence in the biggest political scandal in American history. Hannity viewers have known from the beginning that it was the dossier funded by Democrats that really fueled this investigation. But Comey and Brennan and Clapper, they didn't defend the dossier because it was written by a known liar, as you pointed out in your monologue. So instead, they pivoted and said they had all these legitimate concerns about George Papadopoulos. Here's what we're going to learn. Yeah, we had heard from an unverified foreign source that Papadopoulos might have been talking to some Russians. So there was Western intelligence sent to spy on Papadopoulos, and there's actually a recording and a transcript of that conversation. And there, Papadopoulos denies any illegal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. So they had evidence, presumably, that was against Papadopoulos and for him. And what they'll never be able to defend is that they never presented that evidence to the FISA court.
Okay, he says something very important. There's a transcript where Papadopoulos says he has nothing to do with any of that. He says that in the transcript. Now, he may have been saying that because he knew it was being recorded. Don't know, but he is recorded saying had nothing to do with any of that. Don't even want to have anything to do with any of that. And he just said there's a transcript of that. And if there is, I mean, somebody knew about it, and it's probably going to be somebody that signed one of the FISA warrants applications. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Bye.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. As expected, at President Trump's direction, former White House counsel Don McGahn skips a House Judiciary Committee hearing about the special counsel Mueller report. McGahn was a key witness in that report.
Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler threatened to hold McGahn in contempt.
This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court to secure it.
Ranking Member Republican Doug Collins blasted Chairman Nadler for issuing a subpoena before inviting him voluntarily.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A Chinese telecom company spokesman accused the United States government of bullying.
Huawei's founder, Ren Zhengfei, telling reporters in China that the company was prepared for U.S. penalties and that an order banning it from buying American goods will have little impact. Some tech experts question that, saying it's hard to replace certain U.S. components the company uses in devices like laptops.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for the first heat wave of 2019? Ready or not, here it comes. Today, sunshine. Not too bad. Low 90s today. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight, low 66. Tomorrow, a little warmer. 93 tomorrow. 95 Thursday. 96 Friday. Perhaps 97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday. And mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8 is where we are. Yeah, this is getting very interesting here. I'm liking this a lot. Yeah, I can just feel it's close. And the congressman was saying within days, if not weeks, So I think that's going to put us, you know, anywhere from, you know, this week, I think you see part of the FISA warrant, FISA application released. So we're going to continue on with the congressman, and we're going to be talking about withholding evidence, and Jared's going to weigh in also.
They were warned by Bruce Orr, August 2016. They were warned by this woman, Ms. Kavalak, mm-hmm. at the State Department 10 days prior to the signing of the first FISA application. Now we know on this whole new level you're describing, then they're withholding exculpatory information from
this
the FISA court to spy on an opposition party campaign?
Absolutely. This is what Attorney General Barr means when he talks about them putting their thumb on the scale. The government has an obligation before a secret court with no defense attorney to present all of the exculpatory evidence that they've provided, all the exculpatory evidence. Here, they only presented evidence that would cast people associated with the Trump campaign in a bad light without their multiple professions of innocence. Now, Comey and Clapper and Brennan are all going to say, well, Papadopoulos might have known he was being surveilled when he said none of this stuff was actually happening, but there's still no excuse for why that didn't go before a court, and I'm sure Greg Jarrett can explain all of the laws and rules that they broke in committing that
you
fraud.
Host the show, Gates. I mean, you know,
Congressman Gates is absolutely correct. There's an extra duty that the FBI, James Comey, and Sally Yates of the DOJ had when they presented their warrant application to spy on somebody. If they have exculpatory evidence, they have to provide that. Not only that, as you've pointed out, all of the information has to be verified. If they discover later on that it's not verified or they were wrong, they have to immediately notify the court that we got it wrong, you must now reconsider. They didn't do any of that. That's a fraud on the court and five other felonies.
It is a premeditated
sure.
fraud. It is lying by omission, not highlighting who paid for it.
Right.
It's not verified. They were warned twice, maybe three times. They withheld exculpatory evidence.
I didn't know the part that if they found out it wasn't true, that they would report to the court immediately. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you enjoying this nice, steamy day?
Very nice on the inside. About a few blocks from where you live. From Allendale.
Oh, okay.
You know, as far as all these reports, I can't think of nicer guys for this stuff to happen to than that whole bunch of the FBI. And I can't, this is really bizarre because don't we have the House Intelligence Committee investigating the same situation from two completely different angles now? Is Jerry Nadler on this same committee as this Republican guy?
Jerry Nadler is on the Judicial Committee, and he is on the same committee, but I think they have different interests, let's say.
Okay, but they're going to be bringing about, they both sit on the same committee that's been trying to get, for instance, the guy that didn't show up today. Is that correct?
Don McGahn, yeah. Well, but but that's Nadler's deal. That's not Getz's deal.
But they seem like they're investigating the same investigation from two totally different angles now.
Well, no, I mean, Nadler is taking it from the approach of we're going to find something to impeach Donald Trump. The others, the Republicans, are trying to get to the point of there was something stinky happening out here, and we're going to get to the bottom of that. And it was with the Obama DOJ and Obama.
Wow, which we know that's obviously true, but I still find it fascinating. We have it happening all in the same committee rooms. And, of course, we know who's going to win because there's no point in coming to testify if there was nothing and it was all a crooked setup to start with. And, by the way, the speech you played by Ronald Reagan at the outset, how fantastic.
How would you like that?
Thank you, bro. I'll see y'all later.
Stay cool. 272-9228. I think we have one more from Sean Hannity. And we'll be talking about this goes, they're going to say point blank, that this goes to the highest levels. And the congressman says he believes it even leads to, wait on it, the White House.
This is the highest level to one impact an election and the outcome.
Right.
Also the person that they saved from clear indictment. Number two, this is then an opportunity that they used to try and take down a duly elected president.
It is rank corruption. It is using your law enforcement office to target somebody for political reasons and lying to a court in the process. It's abuse of power. It's perjury. It's a false statement. It's obstruction of justice.
How did so all of those things pull this off? Let me throw that to Matt.
It's easy to invent a lie. It's even easier to spread a lie if there's nobody there to challenge it. And this is an ex-party hearing in front of the FISA court. Nobody on the other side to look out for Carter Page.
And Matt Gaetz, either Comey lied when he said, oh, she told me to call it a matter, or Loretta Lynch lied. One of them lied under oath. Which one? Pick one.
Well, I mean, I have clearly you've got multiple circumstances where Comey was lying, and obviously this is why Comey is attacking our great Attorney General Bill Barr. Bill Barr is asking the right questions. We're going to get down to who committed these crimes, and my suspicion is that it roots back in the Obama White House.
Goes back to the Obama White House. That's a biggie. Okay, so Laura Ingraham got a...
Bless you.
Thank you. Laura Ingraham kind of got into this whole thing, too. Now, she's going to try to take it from some different areas, but she's going to start with the McGahn to stop House hearing. And then this is to Jennifer talking about this.
Let's bring in former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo and former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova. All right, gentlemen, I want to begin with this Don McGahn saga before we get into these transcripts. Now, he was the White House counsel, the first White House counsel for President Trump. Now, the White House today is laying out why the former counsel should defy a House subpoena to testify before the Judiciary Committee. And McGahn, through his lawyer, has agreed to skip it. Here's what President Trump said before heading to Pennsylvania tonight.
As I understand it, they're doing that for the office of the presidency for future presidents. I think it's a very important precedent. And the attorneys say that they're not doing that for me. They're doing that for the office of the president. So we're talking about the future. The Democrats want to redo, and we've had enough, and the country's had enough.
Nadler was over on CNN tonight saying they're coming, they're going to hold McGahn in contempt.
Mm-hmm. Well, McGahn was the counsel to the president. He gave 30 hours of testimony to Mueller. That was not a waiver of executive privilege because Mueller is in the executive branch and was an employee of the president of the United States. So there still is executive privilege when it comes to testimony from the Hill, as well as various confidentiality privileges that the president has, such as consultation and communication. So they're on very strong legal ground. And if the House litigates contempt on McGahn, they're going to lose.
They are going to lose. I've heard that from several different people, is that the reason Nadler is not going to take this to court is because he knows he's going to get humiliated if he does. And that would just be too much for him. And that's what they do. They say they're going to do something. They say they're going to hold Barr in contempt, but not showing up. And it isn't going to go anywhere. And Nadler is just, I mean, he is barking up trees. That's all he's doing. Okay, so now we're going to get into Lauren, the DOJ, and McGahn. This is going to be you who's going to be making comments here.
John, is it customary for folks out there who aren't, you know, well-versed in legal issues, constitutional issues such as this, executive privilege, is it common for White House counsel to testify on the Hill ever? I mean, I just don't recall it. Maybe I'm not recalling it, but I don't recall it in past administrations.
No, in fact, that's the grounds on which the Justice Department has set out in its opinion why McGahn can't testify. According to the Justice Department and lower courts that have looked at this, the aides that are closest to the president, like the chief of staff, the national security advisor, and the White House counsel, they're basically extensions of the president himself. And so just like Congress can't drag President Trump to testify before it because that would show disrespect to a coordinate branch of government, it would be like as if Congress dragged Chief Justice John Roberts before it to testify. It can't do that either. So too, you can't drag the closest aides to the president in front of Congress and force them to answer questions. Second, the Justice Department makes a very good point, which is if Congress really wanted to harass the president and prevent him from doing his job, doing the business of the country, it could just subpoena and keep bringing all of these staff before it.
And that's why you don't respond to it, because they can just bog you down, and that would be one branch of government usurping and adding additional pressure on another branch, and they get protected. I mean, they will lose. They will absolutely lose. There's nothing I've read or any expert that I've heard that didn't have a D by his name that doesn't say this is going to be a loss for the Dems if they take it to court. But they say they won't take it to court because it'll be so embarrassing for the head of the judicial committee to be so wrong about a judicial issue.
Well, and that is what you do, though. If you have a disagreement between two co-equal branches, it's usually the executive and the Congress. You go to the third. You go to the judicial.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Democrats just won a victory on subpoenaing the financial records from Trump. Now, that will be appealed, and the president promises an appeal. But that's
and
the way this works.
Knowing who the judge is, it probably is going to get overturned.
Right. So this is, I mean, it's a long process. It's not as fast-moving or sexy as we would like, but it is the right process.
Just a note is, if you remember when they did the nuclear option and Obama wanted three additional Washington, D.C. federal judges appointed, this is one of those three. And the speculation now is that the reason he did that is because he, as a prophylactic to see if this was going to be going to the court system, that he had better odds of having people turn him down if he had his people there. Newstalk 93.1, just a little seed of information for you. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7-2-9-2-2-8, this is where we are. Okay, now we're going to move over to a subject of Loretta Lynch with DeGeneva talking. And he's absolutely right when he talks about this. Loretta Lynch and the use of parsing of words. Let's listen to the story.
The other breaking news tonight came courtesy of these closed-door transcripts that were released by the House Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins. Now, these were interviews that were conducted with a number of Obama-era folks, including Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Now, here's one interesting exchange. This is Nadler's question to her. I think this is in December of last year. Do you believe the FBI or DOJ ever investigated the Trump campaign for political purposes? Lynch says, I know they did not. Nadler then says, and how would you have reacted if you had received a request of this nature from any presidential administration? She says, I would have declined it and told them how inappropriate it was. Joe, after what we now know, what about that?
Well, that's a sloppy question because he said for political purposes.
But she would say they were investigated for non-political
legitimate purposes.
In fact, that's the defense now of the Obama administration, DOJ, FBI people. Well, when we said there was no spying, we meant there was no politically motivated spying. There was spying, but it was because we really believed that the Russians were influencing that. Look, this is a scandal of immense proportions. The fact that they have to lie about it now after denying it just shows you how bad off they are and how frightened they are of Bill Barr.
And that's what it's going to be, is that, now this was a legitimate investigation, and so we were just doing our job. That's, you know, and James Comey even said that much. He said, what would you have had us to do? I mean, if this would have, if the shoe would have been on the other foot, this would have been, you know, Democrats instead of Republican, wouldn't you want to investigate it? And here's the fallacy of it, is the answer to that would be correct if you had not made up the crap that you were investigating. And the crap that you were basing your investigation on was exactly that. It was crap. And that's where there, I mean, either you are the stupidest FBI director in history, or this is very intentional on your part. Very intentional on your part. So let's continue on here with Laura talking about Comey and you is going to be making comment. Comey and Lynch at odds.
John, real quick, there's also an issue with what Comey claimed Loretta Lynch said about the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And this is another quote from the December 19th interview. She said, I was quite surprised that Comey characterized it in this way. We did have a conversation about it, so I wasn't surprised that he remembered that we met and talked about it, but I was quite surprised that this was his characterization of it, because that was not how I conveyed it to him. Certainly not how it was intended, calling the probe a matter instead of an investigation. John, what do you make of that?
First, I can't imagine a worse punishment than making people read through all these transcripts of Obama.
Thank you. Those are my producers tonight.
I mean, I've been reading through these for the last hour. It's painful watching them point the fingers at each other. But you're exactly right. There's a lot of pages about, is this a matter? Who decided to essentially clear Hillary Clinton in those first press conferences? As you can tell, as you're suggesting, Laura, neither Comey nor Loretta Lynch now wants to take responsibility for essentially clearing Hillary Clinton. But one of them did, because they're both in charge, the FBI and the Justice Department, they're in charge, and they shouldn't, I don't think, have ever gone public and cleared her in the first place. But they went and took that momentous step and started this whole chain reaction of events, I think, right, that led us into the investigation.
I talked to an investigator yesterday afternoon when I left the studio. Kind of, we bumped into each other, let's say. And he said that the biggest sign that this thing is about to happen, that things are about to fall apart, is the fact that their stories aren't matching up the way they should, and they're pointing fingers at each other. That is the biggest sign that you've got somebody right then. And it's like Trey Gowdy said, they both could be lying, or they both could be correct with a little bit of a lie. But this is, I mean, as he said, this is what tells me this thing's about to happen, because they're stuck. And the question is, this is coming from testimony that happened months and months and months ago, but it does sound like the answers to the questions that you're hearing now seem to have some coordination to it. And I pose the question again. Do you think that they're talking back and forth, and do you think the FBI is listening in on their conversations and listening in for obstruction of justice, or see if they're going to get some evidence? I think that would be a very easy thing to take to a judge. Is that we think that this happened, and we want to see if they're coordinating anything, and that would be an obstruction of justice. They've got to be smart enough, particularly Clapper and Brennan, to know that they probably are being listened to. I'm not sure if Comey and Loretta Lynch are smart enough. The other thing is, you're going to hear something in a cut a little bit later on that I believe is an absolute false flag. Absolute false flag. I think that Lisa Page right now is working with Durham. They say, and you're going to hear in a cut that will be in probably next hour, that Durham is just going to do a report. He's not really investigating. Wrong. That is not the way Durham is built at all. That was a false flag that New York Times threw out there. I'm not sure why they threw it out there, or somebody gave it to them to throw out there to kind of say, no, we're not really investigating you guys. Y'all just keep doing what you've been doing so we can kind of catch you a little bit easier here. But I'm telling you, I think that they are being wiretapped. I think their emails are being looked at. And I think that the game that they played against others, being played against them, here's the difference. The others did no wrong. They did no harm, no wrong. They were trying to catch them and make crap up on them. I think these guys did something wrong, and this is so big that they're going to bring the full arm of the justice system into this whole thing, and it's going to be painful for them. Very, very painful. And I hope we see something. I think the first shoe could drop this week, or at least a piece of it. But you can just tell it's soon to come.
Well, and if they did do the pivot after the Steele dossier, a lot of hay was made out of it, how unverified it was, the fact that it was funded by essentially Democrat opposition research teams, they shifted to the Papadopoulos story. And if the Papadopoulos story starts to fall apart, makes you wonder what's next.
And again, when you look at the Mueller report and you look at his incidences, 148, you got everything from signs being picked up, asked for at Trump headquarters, tickets to Trump rallies, and then the mislabeling, I believe, of MISFED and others and calling them Russian assets, talking to Papadopoulos. That was one of the Russian contacts. And if he really is an FBI agent, FBI asset, and was set up, that is nothing but wrong. And Mueller is going to be asked the question, who told you that? And where'd you get that from? And did you follow up with it? Did you check that source out? Or did you just take it? And if the person who told him is a Trump hater and a known Trump hater, that could be Andrew McCabe, that could be Peter Strzok, that could be Lisa Page, that could be Jim Baker, that could be a whole bunch of people. Bruce Orr. Then you have got a problem, Mueller, because you did not do your job, and it's going to be instant discredit to it. News Talk 93.1, first hour in the tank. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.